Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 5th and 6th. We've had some unseasonably mild weather. I'm a skier, so I feel bad for the skiing mountains, but I have gone many times this year. The snow actually has been pretty good, but I know the rain kind of keeps people from Massachusetts from driving up. One of our clients at Northeast Delta Dental used to be the American Skiing Company, and I remember one time one of the executives told me that money would be better spent with snow-making equipment on the lawns and the houses in Massachusetts to get people into the mood to come up. So in any event, for my skiing buddies, feel free to take some runs and enjoy, whether it's Mount Sunapee or Loon, whatever. For my running friends, keep in mind that before you know it, it'll be the first race of the Capital Area Race Series. The website is runcarsnewhampshire.com. It's a new website. The first race is actually in Gilmanton on Saturday, March 26th at 10 a.m. That race, many of you have heard me say this, that probably the slowest time you'll have for a 5K, because the last mile is literally, you know, straight up the hill. So you get that over with, and then we have seven other races. We added a eighth race this year, put on by Runner's Alley, the so-called Capital City Classic 10K, and that's Saturday, June 26th. So that website is runcarsnewhampshire.com. In the news lately, Northeast Delta Dental has been, we acquired a company called Previsor Corporation. That's a software company that has software that a dentist's office uses, whether it's your dental assistant or dental hygienist or the dentist, him or herself. You'll go in for your cleaning, they'll ask you a series of questions online, and depending on your score, you might be eligible for an additional cleaning, the two cleanings a year. Some of us actually need three cleanings a year based on evidence-based dentistry, fluoride varnish, and things like that. So it's a great new program under the heading of Health Rural Wellness. We've had several guests, Heather Brown, Dr. Mitch Carey, Shannon Mills, on the Health Rural Wellness program. So that's why we purchased the Previsor Corporation. Last week's show was very interesting. We had Joe Short from the Northern Forest Center, and he was explaining the center's mission, which is really to create that economic balance between community vitality and keeping healthy working forests in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, as well as New York. And he explained that New Hampshire remains one of the most highly forested, I think that's the right word, state in the United States. So great work from the Northern Forest Center. So this week, we have another guest from an organization, Cindy Ribzik, who is the director of the Heart and Stroke Walk. And Cindy, thank you for joining me this first weekend in March. I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out with Tom Raffio, but thank you for doing so.
Nothing better to be doing than hang out with you.
Too funny. Anyway, so tell me, let's start from the beginning. Tell me briefly about take your time about the American Heart Association.
Great. Well, thank you again for having me. The American Heart Association is a national organization, and our mission is very simple. We're in the business of saving lives. There's a handful of ways that we do that, the most popular being research. We want to fund the next life-saving technique that hospitals are going to use. Education, we want to get to folks early. We want them to understand the warning signs of heart disease and stroke, and we also want them to improve upon their health through diet and exercise. And just trying to be out there and creating awareness and changing policies. We do a lot of work with advocacy at the State House, smoking cessation in restaurants, a lot of those great endeavors. We were a part of changing that culture.
Great. Now, how long have you been the director?
I have been with the Heart Association for 4 years.
Wow, good for you. So what have you seen? Do you think there's more awareness on the importance of a healthy diet and exercise?
I do. I think our community is coming into an interesting time. We went through that whole phase of life in the 70s and 80s where everything was packaged and it was easy and it was quick and that was the go-to. And I think we're seeing a lot more of the return to the natural and the organic and going back to the way it was 50, 60 years ago, things were natural products. And so I think there's the community's coming around. They're coming around a little slower. Heart disease is still the number one killer, so we still have a lot of work to do.
Education is the key to everything. And we've really focused Northeast Delta Dental Radio, particularly in January and February, on healthy eating. We have the farm stand from Hooksit. Brian has been here a couple times, and we've had our fitness coaches on as well. So that's that kind of combination of exercise and, you know, eating. I'm putting this in quotes, right? It's been, I think, so important. And you're right. It just takes an incredible amount of education and a lot of hard work at times too, right?
Right. Unfortunately.
There's no, one of the things we know is there's no silver bullet, you know, and my philosophy at Northeast Delta Dental is if our employees are feeling good about themselves, feeling healthy, we have fresh fruit around everywhere. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there are aerobics classes after work. We've even added one Friday afternoon. We have yoga on Monday. We have walking groups, running groups. We even have a cross-country ski group this year, of course, with the winter not being normal winter, I guess, in terms of snow. We haven't really done that. But I think, you know, my philosophy is that if you have healthy employees that are feeling good about themselves, that's going to translate into, you know, better external service, which in turn grows the company. So it's really a great circle.
Absolutely. One of the things that I learned working for the Heart Association is the term presenteeism, which is when your employees are showing up, but they're not feeling 100%. And so they're attempting to do their job, but you're not getting 100% of their time and energy and focus. And that is hurting America's companies in the fact that they're not, employees are not creating as much work as a company would like.
Right. They're basically under working, or if you will, not focused, whatever.
Absolutely.
And yet, I mean, one of my jobs as CEO, we have these groups we call Coffee with a Coach, where I meet, you know, once a month with a random group of employees, some of them new, some of them veterans. And the biggest compliment I get is, I want to get up and I want to get to work. And I think obviously that then translates into, you know, more efficiency, more productivity, and you're feeling good about yourself. So I always say to our customers, when they hear about all of the fit-friendly programs we have, is that we're not running a country club. We're actually trying to keep our employees physically and mentally fit, which will then in turn translate into better external service for you, our customers. And I think when people see that connection, that then they can see the importance of a campus that really facilitates employees staying in shape and eating right. And if I don't have a meeting, sometimes they'll see me, you know, walking around in gym shorts. So they're comfortable with the idea that I encourage. I mean, if they're on their lunch break or another break and want to exercise either at our 2 Delta Fitness Center, which is, we have two buildings that you can walk. It's like 2 seconds. We have a smaller fitness center at 1 Delta that it's perfectly fine, you know, to do that. And hopefully, you know, eating healthy, as I mentioned, Brian from Johnson Golden Harvest, they come in on Thursday and people can buy the fresh fruits and vegetables, which I know it's like night and day when I get, you know, tomatoes
right
from there. So I know one of the programs we want to talk about today is the Fit Friendly Worksite. So can you tell us about that program?
Absolutely. The Fit Friendly Worksite is a program that we developed to recognize companies that were doing exactly what you are doing and putting the health and wellness of their employees front and center. And so it's a way that we can bring recognition to them. You know, the health of our community is becoming an epidemic. But companies are losing millions of dollars due to productivity work loss. And so we were trying to find a way to get out in front of it. And one of the things that we can do is better partner with the companies that we work with, encourage them to create wellness programs and to recognize them for that effort. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes dedication to implement a program. And so we wanted to recognize them and shout it from the rooftops and bring that to the rest of the community and hopefully bring more people on board.
And as many people have heard me say this many times, the rising tide helps everybody, because if everybody is practicing these best practices. It'll help the New Hampshire economy in general. And of course, you have a great resource, the health.org website. Has a lot of interesting articles and resources on nutrition, weight management, stress management, physical activity, and how to quit smoking. So healthheart.org. So I'm assuming that's easy to navigate, and anybody can tap into that website?
Absolutely. And specifically for the worksite wellness, if they go to heart.org /workplace health, that's where they're going to find things specific to engaging their employees in things like you said, the walking programs, the healthy beverage and food toolkit, lots of those great resources that they can actually then turn around and implement within their companies. But heart.org is a great resource for anybody, families looking for, you know, a heart healthy recipe to serve at Thanksgiving, you know, how can I engage my children in heart healthy behaviors? There's a ton of great information.
Great. So tell us about the award process. I know that Connie Roy Jakowski, our VP of Human Resources, recently gave us the good news that Northeast Delta Dental recently received the Fit Friendly Worksite Gold Level Achievement Award. And what I always say to my employee colleagues is that we're genuine. So sort of an award is kind of like the, you know, the icing on the cake for a lot of genuine activities. And, you know, in the application process, we're codifying all the things, you know, that we're trying to do. So tell us about the award process a little bit.
Sure. There's three main criteria for someone to apply. It's nutrition, physical activity, and then culture. Culture, obviously, going to what you have spoken about, which is it's something that's endorsed from the top down. Management readily welcome folks to go for walks on their lunch breaks or pack their sneakers, whatever the case may be within that given company. But there is also a nutrition and physical activity elements. So nutrition, are you offering heart healthy options within your cafeteria? If you have vending machines, do you have heart healthy snacking options available? Physical activity, again, are people encouraged to bring their sneakers with them to work? Are they encouraged to walk during their lunch breaks? Do you have a designated walking path where people can safely walk around the building or walk around the campus, wherever you may be? We've even seen people implement walking paths within the company. They may not be in a place where you could walk outside, but could you map out a path within the building that people could take? So
it's funny you mentioned that because, of course, this winter has been relatively mild, and we're blessed at the campus at 1 and 2 Delta with some really nice walking paths and running paths. But when it's been bad weather, I definitely see the walkers walking through the building, and certainly the sneakers everywhere. So more to come on that with Cindy Ripsick, who is with the American Heart Association. Please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And again, quickly for my running friends, please go on to www.runcarsnewhampshire.com for the Capital Area Race Series. Before you know it, the first race will be here with us, Gilmington 5K on March 26th. So with me today is Cindy Ripsick, who is the director of the Heart and Stroke Walk. But before we get to that event, which is the big event coming up is on June 4th, we want to continue on the Fit Friendly Worksite recognition program. So one of my questions is, if I was just starting as a company, obviously it's pretty well deployed at, you know, Northeast Delta Dental, but we've been working at it, you know, for many years. I've got a great partner in Connie Roy Jakowski, who implements all the human resources support I need, because I've been into this for many years, but you need the infrastructure to make it happen. And as you pointed out, it's not just the exercise, but it's the supporting the healthy eating. And one of the things I've learned too is that everybody wants to exercise in their own way. So that's why we have, whether it's a walking group, whether it's a yoga, whether it's our fitness center. We also have a corporate trainer, Tom Walton, who's been on the show. I feel like you also need a cheerleader, and people need to get comfortable, you know, with what, you know, what is their happy space in terms of exercising, because as you know, there is no silver bullet. So at some point, exercise can drag on you unless you're having fun. So we try to make a lot of fun stuff as well. But Tell us, are there different, if I would just, if I wanted to get started and 3 years from now apply for the award, I mean, what would be some of your recommendations in terms of how I would get started, and are there different levels of recognition?
Absolutely. For somebody who's starting out, I would highly encourage they reach out to us in the New Hampshire office. Part of my job is to support companies who are moving in this direction to either implement or enhance what they already have. I would absolutely encourage folks to go to the website heart.org/workplace health. There are a lot of great tools. One in particular is the Healthy Beverage and Food Toolkit. In it is a step-by-step process. So, you know, having a mission statement regarding your health policy, a letter that the CEO can send out to the employees. There's a lot of materials in that toolkit that is people can immediately take and then implement, and put a steering committee together. It can't be one person sitting in one lonely office pulling it together. It really helps when you have a team who can really talk about the culture of the company, what's the best programs to implement. But then you have stability. Somebody leaves the company, you have other people around the table who kind of know where things are going and how to pick them up and run with them.
That's a great point, because obviously, I'm really into it, and as I said earlier, my employee colleagues see me running around in gym shorts, and I'm working out with them and doing aerobics with them. But I always say it's got to be institutionalized, because I'm not going to be there forever, and
right.
It's got to be organic. It's got to be totally in the culture. So one of the things that we do is for those people that want to track their exercise, we have a very simple, online, spreadsheet, and people. Track the minutes that they exercise, and then at the all employees meeting every quarter, we congratulate people that reach certain levels. Most people like to record it, because we also, and I'm not saying that every company has to do this, but if you reach a certain level of number of minutes in a month, we'll actually pay you for that as well. But that's not why people do it. It's kind of this sort of healthy, healthy competition. So there's a lot of fun things, and I guess we did achieve the goal level, and the one thing I would say is the point that Cindy just made, you have to get it institutionalized. So you're right, we have a committee. We do a number of walks, including the one coming up, which I'm going to ask you to talk about, but we also do the arthritis walk, and we do the ALS walk, and all these runs that we do. We actually have five or six employees that get it organized and rally the employee colleagues to make sure they know when the date is, and sometimes we subsidize the entry fee. You're right, it really does take a village, so it's not dependent on one crazy CEO like me. I mean, it really does have to be institutionalized. So
although it helps if you have a great CEO to
I said crazy, not
message.
Great.
I wasn't going to say it.
So thank you. But yeah, no, it definitely helps. I mean, you do need the support from the top, but I always say to my CEO colleagues, I mean, if you look at this as you're going to now have totally engaged employees that feel good about themselves, that want to get to work, and the customers will feel that sense of energy through the phone lines.
Right.
And it just really does, it does definitely, fit into, our culture. So on the getting back to the award program, do you pay a fee to apply, or how does that all work?
Nope. We have services. A lot of the services I've already mentioned are free of charge, and they're accessible on our website. There's absolutely no fee to apply for the recognition. The work is done in what you're doing in your day-to-day activity and what you're implementing within your own company. So, nope, this is just our way to give back. And when you talk about the awareness and getting to the people, this is how we're able to spread our message and have people understand better, what it means to live a heart healthy life. We're partnering with companies. So everything we do is free, and it's really about making our population healthier.
And that toolkit is fantastic. I checked it out in preparing for this interview. And so if a company doesn't have a wellness program and wants to just get started, the heart.org/heartorghealthyliving is a great toolkit.
Right, right.
And Rome wasn't built in a day. So, as I mentioned, it probably took us 7 years at Northeast Delta Dental, And this is with support from me to get it where, you know, I felt that it's, you know, embedded in the organization. So I encourage everybody to go to the toolkit, apply, and those in a listening audience, a lot of you in the Concord area, we of course have the Concord Wellness Coalition. So I know there are many companies, large and small, in the Concord area that are already starting to go down this path. So this will just sort of add to it. So thank you on that. So let's now talk about the big event coming up on June 4th.
So we have our annual Heart and Stroke Walk June 4th at the Dairy Field Park in Manchester. And along the same notion of the diet and exercise, it's our largest event to not only raise funds for our mission, but in addition, talk to people about diet and exercise and really share with them our mission and what it is that we're trying to do. So we have a nutritionist on site. We have nurses doing blood pressure readings and lots of great resources available to folks during the morning's fun activities to talk about heart health.
Wonderful. So can I register on the fly or should you register in advance?
Both. We absolutely take registrations the morning of the event, but in addition, you can put a team together, get your coworkers, get your family members, your loved ones together, and go to nhheartwalk.org, and that's our online website, so you can get more information about the event, the who, what, when, where, and why, but you can also register your team, donate to a loved one, any way that you want to participate.
So, you know, this is, since you're a native New Hampshireite,
yeah.
You know this question is coming, so we always get this question. So this is a fundraising event. So tell us what the funds are being used for.
Sure. The funds help us continue our life-saving mission within the state. So it helps to continue our education out in the community. We actually are very lucky or fortunate that we have a grant up at Dartmouth College, $308,000 for a research grant that's actually being funded right in the state of New Hampshire. So it just continues to enable us to go out into the community, keep doing the great things that we're doing, continue to advocate at the State House, and really educate people on what it means to be heart healthy.
I know in some of the other organizations I'm involved with, arthritis, ALS, to name a couple, there's been a sort of a cutback on federal funding with regard to R&D. Is that the case here with the heart?
I actually am less familiar with that. I don't... I want to say that we're the largest funder in research.
So it's important from an R&D perspective.
Absolutely.
So what are other ways that can people get involved with the American Heart Association? We all have hearts. I know probably all of us have been impacted by a loved one that's had a heart issue. So tell us.
Right.
I'm sure you've spurred the listening audience here. So how else can people get involved?
Well, we have our local office. We have a handful of events that we do. So I mentioned the Heart and Stroke Walk. We also have our Go Red for Women campaign. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, and most women are unaware. So that is our...
And we're a big supporter of the Go Red for Women. That's a great day. Absolutely.
So we have that event, and we actually have a couple throughout the state. And then we also have our Heart Ball, which is our annual celebration of all the milestones and the great work that we're doing here locally. So we have some other smaller events. We did recently our Little Hats, Big Hearts, which is all the newborns in the state of New Hampshire received a red knitted hat by volunteers, signaling that heart disease is not only the number one killer, but the number one congenital heart defect or the number one birth defect.
And that's probably new information for people. A lot of people probably don't realize that.
Right. So it was an awareness campaign. So babies got nice little warm hats, but it also helped spread the word. But it was due to the great community and all the knitters that were able to rally behind us. So there's a lot of one-offs that we do as well. I always encourage folks to go to heart.org/NH, and that's our local site. So you can see what's going on, engage. We need volunteers at the events. We need volunteers in the office. We have a Facebook page, you know, anything you can do to connect with us and the number one thing you can do is just be heart healthy and make smarter choices for yourself.
Be heart healthy for yourself. Write a check. Get involved with one of the walks. So the big events coming up, the most recent one coming up is the June 4th, the Heart and Stroke Walk. Give us the resource again for the Fit Friendly Work Cycle level or achievement award, just so if there are employers, CEOs listening out there, they can get started.
Absolutely. heart.org/workplace health. So all of the anything related to the workplace is in that page.
And I know I have a lot of CEO colleagues that listen to this. So be a role model, create the tone at the top, build it into your organization, and then you can even, you know, win an award, which is not why we do things. But when we do get a recognition like this, and thank you, Cindy, for that, we also then, as further encouragement for our employee colleagues, we then give them an extra day around the day off around the December holiday. So it's great. So Cindy Ribzik, Director, Heart and Stroke Walk, thank you for coming in this weekend, and best of luck with the walk coming up, and I'm sure I'll see you around the community. Great work,
great.
And we need, New Hampshire is special because of people like you, so thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.